Sorochi Regional Referral Hospital has received 1.2 billion shillings mobile TB van for the clinic from the Minister of Health to strengthen screening, diagnosis and outreach services across the Teso sub-region. The development comes as health authorities in the eastern part of Uganda are intensifying efforts to combat tuberculosis as rising case numbers in the region highlight ongoing public health challenges. Sister Ruth Francis Ajoket, Regional TB and Leprosy Coordinator Teso, reported that 467 patients were diagnosed with TB in the last quarter alone. She cautioned that many residents still fear visiting health facilities for testing and treatment, contributing to delays and ongoing transmission. In the last quarter 2025, October-December, the highest numbers were reported in Kapelebyong, Amuria, Serere and Cabramido districts. Young people aged 20 to 25 are the most affected. She reminded residents that TB spreads through airborne transmission when an infected person coughs or sneezes, urging the community to seek early testing and treatment.
Over a quarter, as a region, we identify approximately 500 to 600 TB patients. A quarter has 3 months. Like, we have concluded the previous quarter of October, November, December. As a region, we identified 476 patients. The hotspot districts in Teso are those districts bordering Karamoja, that is Kapelebyong. Then we have those in the landing site, Herero. Herero is another hotspot. Then we have Cabramido, which is also another hotspot. So, in Teso, Kapelebyong, Amuria, Cabramido, Herero, these are the four districts that really identify for us.
The newly delivered mobile clinic van equipped with computer-aided diagnostic software will provide expanded tuberculosis TB screening and testing services throughout the region. This deployment is expected to help reach underserved communities, improve early detection, and enable quicker treatment initiation. Didas Tugumisirize, the national coordinator for mobile TB clinics, says the van's arrival marks a major milestone in expanding access to care across Teso.
This clinic is meant to screen for people and diagnose and treat TB on the same day. So it is meant for same day TB screening, diagnosis and treatment initiation. So we have the equipment responsible for screening our patients. This is a state-of-the-art X-ray. This is where the screening part takes from. And once the patient is screened, the results are displayed on that computer you're seeing right there. In case the person has any X-ray abnormality, we take off a sample which we run from the other machines in the lab. So, in the spirit of integration, we do not only screen for TB, but also we have included other priority diseases that are allies with TB, for example, HIV.
The medical radiographer Moses Eyaru of the National TB and Leprosy Program highlighted that the mobile clinic will also support Sorochi Regional Referral Hospital's efforts to further strengthen its services as a referral facility given its large catchment area. Health experts stress that TB spreads through the air when infected people cough or sneeze, making community awareness and early screening critical. Despite available diagnostic capacity, data show that only a portion of symptomatic individuals seek proper care, creating missed opportunities for early interventions. In his remarks, Benzio Moya, Principal Hospital Administrator, thanked Minister of Health for the mobile clinic support, assuring the public that the facility would be managed effectively to benefit the community.
Now, this TB mobile van is very important for us to ensure that we reach out to every possible TB patient, because not most of them or all of them can come to the hospital. By this means, we shall be moving to the community. We have a plan at hospitals, at health centers. We can even be going to markets, to churches, so that we are able to capture people at that level. So it is a big boost to identify this very serious burden, because already in the region, we per quarter, we always identify about 470 cases of TB.